Dungeons and Dragons. Margot here. The cabinet is open, the lights are low, and the details matter. You do not need to buy all three core books or memorize anything. You learn D&D by playing it, looking up rules as they come up. One DM, a set of dice, and a 2 to 4 hour session is the entire price of entry. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What Dungeons & Dragons actually is, and why 2026 is the year to start here is the truth most guides bury. There is no board to win and no fixed path. Dungeons & Dragons is a asterisk tabletop role-playing game, a shared imaginary adventure where one person, the Dungeon Master, DM, narrates the world, voices its characters and referees the rules, while everyone else creates and plays a single hero, a player character, PC. When an outcome is uncertain, sneaking past a guard, swinging a sword, persuading a king, you roll a 20-sided die, the D20, add your character's bonus, and compare it to a number the DM sets. Higher is better. A natural 20 is the table's holy roll. A natural 1 is comedic catastrophe everyone secretly loves. The game now runs on the 2024 rules, sometimes called asterisk 5. 5e asterisk, a backward compatible polish of 2014's beloved 5th edition, not a new edition you must relearn. Three core books define it: the Player's Handbook, Everyone, the Dungeon Master's Guide, and the Monster Manual, but you need non-asterisk of them to begin. The official 2024 free rules on D&D Beyond cover all 12 classes, full character creation, and 300 plus spells at zero cost. Why 2026? Two gaps closed in 2025, and D&D Beyond maps went fully free, giving new groups a no-cost online battle map. This is the most welcoming the game has ever been. Your first real choice isn't a class, it's a role. A group needs exactly one DM and 3 to 5 players. Then pick the hero that makes your heart sing: a sturdy fighter, a sneaky rogue, a wise cleric, a clever wizard. Pick what you love. We'll teach you the rest. Decide your role first. The group needs exactly one dungeon master and 3 to 5 players. Volunteering to DM is the biggest favor you can do a new group. Pick a pre-generated hero that excites you. A fighter or rogue keeps a first session smooth. Save the 20-option spellcaster for later. If you want zero prep, join a beginner game on Start Playing Games, 10,000 live games, and learn by watching a pro run the table. Commit to a single 2 to 4 hour one-shot before you ever plan a campaign. First words at the table: nat 20/nat 1, the natural die result before modifiers. The 20 earns cheers and high fives, the 1 earns laughter. DM, the dungeon master, narrator and referee. PC, your player character, the one hero you control. One shot, a complete adventure in a single session, the ideal first taste. Campaign, many sessions woven into one long story. Buy one box, not the shelf. The single most common day one mistake is overbuying, grabbing all three core books, minis, and a battle mat before your first roll. That is genuinely everything a new group needs. You learn by playing, not by studying. Do not try to memorize the rules before you play. Your first session will be messy, and that is completely normal. Look rules up as they come up, make a fast call, and keep moving. The rulebook is a framework, not a straitjacket. We were here when it wasn't cool. This is the game that survived the 1980s satanic panic, when books were confiscated and players were branded devil worshippers, and now it fills theatres and anchors Stranger Things. The elders carry a quiet pride. You're inheriting that too. The hardest part was never the rules, it's finding a table. The moment you sit down at one, you're in. We came for the dragons and stayed for each other. Start with the free rules and one borrowed box. The collection comes later, and it comes whether you want it to or not. Begin cheap, fall in love first. Notice the reverence for the dice. They are treated as a third, capricious deity who can overrule everyone at the table. Respect that early. Building your first character, class, species, background, and the dice you'll come to love, a hero is built from three pieces. Class is what you asterisk do: fighter, wizard, cleric, rogue, and 12 options in all. Species is what you asterisk are asterisk: human, elf, dwarf. Background is your asterisk history, and in the 2024 rules it now sets your ability score bonuses and grants an origin feat. 6 ability scores: strength, dexterity, constitution, intelligence, wisdom, charisma, each give a modifier, roughly 1 to plus 5, added to the roles they govern. Here is the asterisk lowest acceptable ready bar asterisk, and it is gloriously low, a pre-generated character. Every starter set hands you finished heroes, so nobody has to learn character building on night one. That is not training wheels, it is wisdom. New players who pick a spellcaster with 20 options freeze on every turn. A fighter or rogue keeps the table flowing while you find your feet. When you asterisk do build your own, you'll meet the two devotions of the craft. The min-maxer engineers the perfect multi-class asterisk dip, optimizing every number. The role player writes 10 pages of backstory the DM may never read. Both are love languages. Neither is wrong. The community side-eyes the munchkin who dumps all roleplay for raw power, but respects honest character building as a real art. Then there are the dice. This hobby treats them as asterisk sentient creatures. You'll meet the dice goblin who owns 40 beautiful sets and uses 6. You'll watch someone charge their dice under moonlight, banish a traitor die to dice jail, and roll a fresh set's asterisk virgin roll with ceremony. Never touch another player's dice without asking. A person's dice carry their luck and their aura. That rule is near universal, and breaking it is a genuine breach. Lean on free tools. The D&D Beyond Character Builder does the math for you. The craft is the reward. For your first session, use a pre-generated character from the starter set, zero building required, maximum playing. When ready to build your own, open the free D&D Beyond Character Builder and let it handle the math. Choose class, species, and background. In 2024, your background sets your ability bonuses and grants an origin feat. Pick a hero with a clear plan, fighter, rogue, or a simple caster, so you aren't frozen by 20 options each turn. Give your character one true thing, a goal, a fear, a person they love, and let the rest emerge in play. The Maker's Vocabulary Dice Goblin, the proud hoarder who owns 40 sets and uses 6. Dice Jail, the cup or box where you banish a die that betrayed you. Min-maxing slash munchkin, optimizing a character to mechanical perfection, often dumping roleplay. Munchkin is the older, more pejorative term. Homebrew, anything you made yourself, worn as a badge of creative pride. Theater of the mind, playing scenes purely through description, no battle map. Never touch another player's dice. A person's dice carry their luck and their aura. The no-touch rule is near universal. Ask before you borrow and never roll someone else's set just to try them. It reads as touching their luck, and it lands worse than you'd expect. The Dice Goblin Awakening, you will buy your first set for need. Then you'll buy a second because it's pretty. Owning 40 sets and using 6 is not a failure of discipline, it's a right of belonging. We'll call you a Dice Goblin, and we'll mean it with love. Match the party's gaps, a group with no healer struggles, one with no skills outside combat stalls in social scenes. When you build, glance at what the table already covers and fill a hole. A balanced party keeps everyone engaged across all three pillars of play. Let the software do the math, the D&D Beyond Character Builder and digital sheets calculate modifiers, spell slots, and saves for you, free. For a first character, this removes the single biggest source of new player paralysis. Build there, print or screen it, play. Cheap acrylic dice are perfect to start. Metal and gemstone sets are the upgrade you earn, not the entry fee. Buy the set you'll love, not the set that impresses a stranger. Backstory novel or one good idea, both are genuinely welcome. Don't let anyone tell you your character isn't deep enough. Heart over pages every time. In 2024, your background sets your ability score bonuses and grants an origin feat. That's a real change from 2014. Build on the 2024 sheet to avoid the headache. The first time someone charges their dice under the moon and you laugh, then quietly do it yourself a month later. That's how it gets you. How a turn really works. The D20 loop, the three pillars, and playing with honor, the whole game runs on one loop. For most uncertain actions, you roll 1d20, add a modifier, and try to beat a difficulty class, DC, the DM sets. Attacks, saving throws, and ability checks all use this same rhythm. The cleanest luck mechanic in the game is advantage and disadvantage. Roll 2d20s and take the higher or the lower, no fiddly math. Circumstances just hand you one or the other. Combat opens with four words that make everyone sit up straight. Roll for initiative. Each player rolls a d20 plus dexterity to set turn order. On your turn you get movement, one action, attack, cast a spell, dash, a possible bonus action, and a reaction you can use even when it isn't your turn. Hit points, HP, are your buffer. At zero HP you fall and begin rolling death-saving throws, and an ally can heal or stabilize you. A flagship 2024 edition, Weapon Mastery, gives martial classes special on-hit effects. Cleave asterisk to strike a second enemy, asterisk slow asterisk to cut a target's speed. But combat is only one of three pillars: combat, exploration, and social interaction. A good game uses all three. The murder hobo trap, treating every NPC as a combat target, skips two-thirds of what makes D&D special. Now, the honor baked into the mechanics. No metagaming. Play what your character knows, not what you read in the monster manual. I read the book, so I know trolls hate fire asterisk is gently policed everywhere. It's the table's honor system. When you don't know a rule, the rule of cool says an idea awesome enough should be allowed to work, and rulings over rules keeps momentum. The DM never wins or loses, their job is a living world and fair challenges. The DM's ruling stands in the moment. Debate the page number after the session, not in the tense scene. Learn the core loop first. Roll a d20, add your modifier, beat the DM's DC. Attacks, saves, and checks all use it. When circumstances favor or hinder you, ask for advantage or disadvantage, roll two d20s, take the higher or lower. On your turn, remember the four parts: movement, one action, a possible bonus action, and your reaction. Play all three pillars, fight, explore, and talk, instead of treating every encounter as combat. Play only what your character knows. Set your player knowledge aside, no metagaming. When a rule is unclear, accept the DM's ruling in the moment and look it up together afterward. The language of the loop: roll for initiative, the four words that turn a conversation into a fight. Rule of cool, the meta rule that an awesome enough idea should work even if the rules say no. Rules lawyer, the player who cites raw rules as written mid-scene, tolerated, mocked, occasionally needed. Metagaming, using real-world player knowledge your character couldn't have. Theatre of the mind, running combat by description alone, no map. The ruling stands, the debate waits, the DM's call holds in the moment, and you hash out page numbers after the session, never mid-fight. Rule of cool over rules lawyering. A rules lawyer who can't let a tense scene breathe becomes the thing everyone resents. Position and conditions over raw damage in combat, terrain, advantage, and imposing a condition, restrained, frightened, poisoned, often swing a fight more than chasing the biggest hit. Think about action economy, how many turns each side gets. A pack of weak creatures can threaten a low-level party more than one big monster. Avoid the murder hobo trap. A murder hobo wanders the world killing everything and looting the bodies, skipping roleplay and diplomacy. It's half insult, half affectionate self-diagnosis. Most tables admit they've gone full murder hobo once, but leaning only on combat skips exploration and social play, two of the three pillars. Think in three pillars when you enter a scene. Ask, is this a fight, an exploration challenge, or a social encounter? Each rewards different characters, so a balanced party and a balanced adventure keep everyone in the spotlight. A no-healer group struggles in combat, a combat-only party stalls the second a king wants to talk. The murder hobo trap is real and it's boring. Two of the three pillars are exploration and talking. Skip them and you're playing a worse game than the one you bought. Don't. Rulings over rules isn't laziness, it's reverence for momentum. The story is the artifact. A paused fight to flip pages kills the very thing you came for. Your first natural 20 at the worst possible moment will ruin you forever, in the best way. The dice giveth and the dice taketh away, lean into it. Weapon mastery is the 2024 edition, worth learning early, cleave, slow, and the rest. Pick two things your character does best and lean in. Don't use every option every turn. Playing with the pros. Resource management, the meta, and the line you never cross the edge is real, and most of it is resource discipline. Spell slots, hit dice, and once-per-day abilities are finite between rests. Beginners do one of two things: hoard everything forever or blow it all on the first fight. Pace yourself across the adventuring day. In 2024, weapon mastery and class features create natural asterisk combos. Learn the two or three things your character does best and lean into them rather than reaching for every option every turn. The sharp players also think in action economy, how many turns each side gets, and in conditions. Restraining, frightening, or poisoning an enemy often swings a fight harder than the biggest hit. They read the meta. The community largely sees the 2024 rules as an asterisk polish and clarify revision, not a new addition. Weapon mastery, stronger feats, background-based ability scores, a clearer glossary, mostly well-received. The min-maxer engineering a multi-class asterisk dip is practicing a craft some respect and others side-eye. Admiration goes to power that still serves the party. And here is the bright line, the one belt no edge is worth crossing. The community has a name, always capitalized, for the player who ruins tables. That guy. He steals the spotlight, ignores consent, optimizes for himself, and argues every ruling into the ground. It is the worst thing you can be called. Beside him stands the rules lawyer who knows every page number and cites raw mid-scene, tolerated, occasionally needed, but the eternal foil to the rule of cool. And railroading is the DM side sin, forcing the party down one predetermined path, ignoring player choice. You can be the deadliest optimizer at the table, just never be that guy. The sharpest players make asterisk other asterisk people's moments land. Pace your resources across the adventuring day, don't hoard spell slots forever, and don't blow them all on the first fight. Learn the two or three things your character does best and build your turns around those combos. Think in action economy and conditions. A well-placed, restrained, or frightened often beats chasing max damage. Read the meta for context, but don't chase it. The 2024 changes a polish, not a reinvention. Set up other players' cool moments. The sharpest player at the table makes everyone else look good. Watch a pro run the table on start playing games to absorb sequencing and pacing by example. The edge vocabulary min-maxing slash munchkin, optimizing to mechanical perfection, sometimes dumping roleplay. Raw rules as written, what the rules lawyer cites. Rule of cool, the override that lets a great idea work anyway. BBEG, the big bad evil guy, the campaign's ultimate villain. Railroading, when a DM forces the party down one path, ignoring real player choice. Spend resources deliberately spell slots, hit dice and once per day powers are finite between rests. Beginners either hoard them to the final boss or burn them in round one. Map the adventuring day, save your big swings for moments that matter, and lean on your two best combos the rest of the time. Never be that guy, don't hog the spotlight, don't optimize at the cost of your party's fun, don't argue every ruling into the ground. That guy is the cautionary tale every group whispers about, and the brightest line in the hobby. You can be the deadliest player at the table without ever crossing it. Telegraph and choice for the aspiring DM. A fair encounter gives players information to decide with, a guarded door, a visible trap, a chance to negotiate, rather than punishing surprises they couldn't see. Don't railroad, offer real choices. Telegraphing danger is how the pros make a deadly table feel honest instead of cruel. Make other people's moments land the single habit that separates respected players from merely optimized ones. Spotlight is shared. Set up the rogue's big sneak, hand the bard the negotiation, yes, and your party. Collaborative storytelling beats winning, and there's no winning here anyway. Backward compatible has limits mixing 2014 and 2024 books works, but for a clean experience, run all 2024 materials. The glossary alone is worth it. The meta shifts, the fundamentals don't. Action economy, positioning and resource pacing will outlast any errata. Master those and you're sharp for a decade. The best optimizers I know are the most generous players at the table. Power that sets up someone else's moment, that's the real flex. That's the edge worth chasing. The rules lawyer and the rule of cool are an old, sacred argument. Both have their place. Just know which one the table came for tonight and read the room. The unwritten code, the rites of passage, and the family that fights dragons on Thursdays here is the truth the rulebooks can't print. For a huge number of players, asterisk D&D is the thing that gave them their people. It's the standing weekly appointment that survives jobs, moves and marriages. The group chat that never dies. The friends who started as strangers answering a we need a fourth post and became the ones at each other's weddings and funerals. Researchers literally call it asterisk drama therapy in the wild. A safe place to be brave, be silly, and be caught by people who have got your back. You don't join a campaign. You join a family that happens to fight dragons on Thursdays. The family runs on an unwritten code. Don't be that guy. Never touch another player's dice without asking. Respect session zero and its boundaries, lines and veils asterisk are honored without question. Safety tools aren't optional etiquette. Yes, and your party. Let other players have their moment. Feed the table and feed the DM, bring snacks and never grease the books or dice with Cheeto fingers. And the true campaign killer everyone resents, show up on time and don't ghost your group. There are rites of passage that bond a group for life. Your first natural 20. Your first character death, many keep the dead sheet like a relic. Surviving or causing your first TPK, the total party kill that becomes legend. Hearing the DM say, how do you want to do this? And getting the cinematic killing blow. Finishing a full campaign to its planned ending, rare and sacred. And the bittersweet honor of becoming the forever DM, the load-bearing pillar everyone depends on. the soul of it all, in a game with no winning, asterisk failure is the best content. The natural one, the doomed plan, the NPC nobody was supposed to love, those are the stories you'll tell for years. There's always room at the table. Welcome to the fold, initiate. The door is open. Run a real session zero before any campaign, agree on tone, schedule, boundaries, and safety tools like the X-Guard. Honor lines and veils without question, safety tools are code, not suggestions. Show up on time and don't ghost, flaky scheduling is the true campaign killer. Bring snacks and keep Cheeto fingers off the books and dice. Yes, and your party and share the spotlight, set up someone else's cool moment. Keep your first dead characters sheet and start collecting your war stories, the TPKs and natural ones are the bonds. The unwritten code, don't be that guy. Never touch another's dice unasked. The DM's ruling stands in the moment. No metagaming. Honor session zeros, lines and veils. Don't split the party and own it when you do. Feed the table, feed the DM, no greasy fingers. Show up on time and don't ghost. Share the spotlight. Yes, and your people, collaborative storytelling beats winning. The rights that bond you, your first natural 20, the table erupts. Your first character death, stakes become real. Keep the sheet like a relic. Surviving or causing your first TPK, it becomes legend. Hearing how do you want to do this? Your cinematic killing blow. Finishing a full campaign, rare and sacred. Stepping behind the screen to DM, the biggest leap in the hobby. The soul of it, D&D treats failure as the best content. A critical fail isn't a loss, it's a story you'll tell forever. Your janky home game with Cheeto dust on the sheets is every bit as valid as anything on a soundstage. Don't let the Matt Mercer effect tell you otherwise. The reverence is for the moment. The in-joke that becomes a six-year bit, the NPC who becomes the party's heart. Hosting your first table plan a tilde 2.5-hour session zero. Explain the premise and tone. Gather character concepts, lock scheduling and safety tools. Prep light, a strong opening scene, a couple of NPCs, one or two encounters, then react. Say yes and, or yes, but far more than no. Keep the spotlight moving so every player gets a moment. Be a fan of your players' characters. Feed the fellowship a tavern charcuterie board, hardy cheeses, cured meats, crusty bread, nuts, fruit, is the easiest crowd pleaser and what adventurers eat on the road. Heroes feast sliders won't gunk up a character sheet. A renamed mana potion punch sets the mood. Or cook from Heroes Feast, flavors of the multiverse for a full in-world spread. Never grease the dice. The standing weekly game is the rarest thing in adult life. A group that keeps showing up. Protect it. Don't ghost. That calendar slot is the real treasure, worth more than any dice hoard. Keep your first dead character's sheet. We pour one out for fallen heroes here. Grief at a game table is genuine, and that's exactly why it mattered. The relic is the honor. There's always room at the table, and the door doesn't close once you're in. You answered the call, you're home now. Bring the next nervous newcomer in the way someone brought you. The forever DM is the load-bearing pillar of every group, the one who always runs so others can play. If that becomes you, know it's a title of deep respect. Honor your forever DM. Offer to take a turn behind the screen. Final verdict. You came in asking how to play, and that was always the smaller question. You do not need to memorize a word. You learn this game by playing it, badly at first, with snack dust on the sheets. And that home game is every bit as real as anything on a soundstage. Cross every threshold in order. Pick the hero you love, build with care, play the loop honestly, sharpen your edge without ever becoming asterisk that guy, and you'll find the rules were never the point. The point was the people who answer the call for a fourth and stay through weddings and funerals. There's always room at the table and the door doesn't close once you're in. Welcome to the fold, initiate. Now go roll for initiative. Frequently asked questions. Do I need to buy all three core books to start? Number most players only buy the player's handbook once they're hooked, and the DMG and monster manual are DM tools you can add later. What's the difference between 5e, 5-5e and the 2024 rules? They're closely related. 5e is the 2014 5th edition. The 2024 rules, informally asterisk 5. 5e or revised 5e are a backward compatible update, not a brand new edition. You can mix 2014 and 2024 books at one table, though using 2024 materials throughout is the cleanest experience for newcomers. How many people do I need? And who is the dungeon master? D&D plays best with one dungeon master plus 3 to 5 players. The DM narrates the world, plays the monsters and NPCs, and referees the rules. Everyone else controls one hero. You need exactly 1 DM, and volunteering for it is the fastest way to get a group going. Which starter set should I get, Heroes of the Borderlands or Dragons of Stormwreck Isle? Can I play D&D online for free? Yes, the D&D Beyond Character Builder and Digital Sheets are free. D&D Beyond Maps became free to all users in September 2025, and Roll20 lets a whole group play on free accounts. I'm too nervous to be the DM, is it really that hard? It's less scary than it looks. Starter sets and published adventures hand you the maps, monsters, and story. Your job is to keep things moving and make fair calls. You don't need to memorize the rules, look them up between sessions, and lean on rulings over rules at the table. The community treats first-time DMs with enormous gentleness because everyone remembers their own terror. How long does a session take? A typical session runs 2 to 4 hours. For a first game, aim for the shorter end so energy stays high. A asterisk one-shot wraps a complete story in a single session, while a asterisk campaign strings many sessions into one ongoing tale over weeks or months. What dice do I need? A standard polyhedral set, D4, D6, D8, D10, D12, D20, and a percentile D10. The D20 does most of the work. Ideally, each player owns their own set so the table isn't waiting on one shared bag, and remember, you never touch another player's dice without asking. Is the 2024 rule set good for total beginners, or should I learn 2014 first? Start with 2024. It clarified and streamlined many 2014 rules, added a helpful glossary, and it's the current default that new products support. There's no reason to learn the older edition first unless your existing group already plays it. What's coming for D&D in 2026? WotC has organized 2026 into themed seasons. Season of Horror leads with Ravenloft, The Horrors Within, June 16, 2026, followed by a asterisk season of magic featuring Arcana Unleashed, Tilda Sept 2026, and a still unannounced asterisk season of Champions later in the year. Late 2025 Forgotten Realms and Eberron books also remain fresh.